Space Needle. If each foot took us back a year, the dark below would be immaculate, like a hole in space instead of stars, or a jar of colored glass someone shook and scattered in a dream. But from this height, our childhood town spreads out, a silver galaxy, and tourists peer into the giant metal scopes. I scan the towers, walls of windows, one small pane, sofa, tiny people face to face, a man and woman talking, as they may do every day, or perhaps this is the last time, or their first. The lamp she crosses to dims the room a darker gold. It's like watching movies on the wall at home, where we cavort across some stretch of sand. I want to step inside the frame and take my own hands and look into my eyes and see what's true and what's idealized. What should we try to be? If we looked down through time instead of sky, would we see ourselves behind another pane? Our faces gazing back through days or years until we recognize that room, the lives we've lived in all along. The wind is off the sound and makes no sound except a ruffle at the rail edge. On the tiny street below, a man is working on the road. Alone behind his truck, lit by a magnesium haze, he turns a little orange wheel, some apparatus out of sight. He is the perfect model of a man, which means we love his task in ways that he cannot, and wish to close the shutter on the stars, our years, with something like his gesture of repair.